with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la. Mmm, yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
All right, so this podcast could be pretty interesting because the flu epidemic has hit the Deontay household, therefore she is not here to record with me. And I could go the easy way and ask somebody else to come in and sit with me and do this, but what's the fun in that? Why not just do this myself? So yes, today you are getting Stuff with Shannon, and it is just me, Shannon, doing it by myself. And I pray to God it doesn't suck too bad. You guys, I am tired. But who knows, maybe being tired will make me funny when I'm sitting here talking to myself. So let's see. And since I can't really have a conversation about important things, I figured maybe we could talk about stuff that I believe you need to know about. And maybe you don't already know. Maybe you're not really hip to the things that I'm hip to. And yes, if you notice, I do still have snotty nose voice. It is not going away. I don't know what is going on. I keep telling myself that Phoebe Buffay said that raspy voice is sexy, but I think I've come to accept the fact that there's no sexy in my voice, so I'll just keep on owning the snotty voice sound that I've got going on. All right, so stuff you need to know about. One of the things that I love the most in life is music. Now, I'm not willing to pay for cable TV at home, but I am willing to splurge $10.99 or whatever it is every month for Apple Music because it helps me stay on top of stuff that's new. And I kind of feel cool when I hear new stuff before anybody else does. So one of the songs that I found on this a few weeks ago, and it's really moving up on the A-list charts right now, is a guy named, I believe it's Bazzi, B-A-Z-Z-I, Bazzi, Balzi, I don't know how you say it. But he's got this song called Mine. Here's a little bit of it. And here's what I love about this guy. He is able to take the F word and make it sound like a sweet, endearing thing that you would say when you were down on one knee proposing to somebody. And I think that it takes a really special gift to make that happen. And once you really get into the song, it's pretty great. If you can get past the F word, if that's not your thing, I love cussing in songs, so it is my thing. But it is actually a really sweet song, and I like this guy. I just wish that I knew for sure how to say his name. Bazzi? Bazzi? I don't know. But it's at B-A-Z-Z-I worldwide if you want to follow him on social media. Now, another song that I've recently stumbled upon, and I'm kind of sad that it took me so long to do this because her album's been out for a couple weeks now, but Camila Cabello and her song Never Be the Same.
Just like nicotine, heroin, morphine, suddenly I'm a fiend and you wanna be.
Love this song so much that I've been screenshotting the little iTunes photo thingy that shows up while the song's playing and sending it to people to make sure that they've heard it too. Now, here's the one thing that does bother me about this song. I really appreciate it when people know when to say you and I versus you and me. In the chorus of this song, she's like, nicotine. No, it's not like that. It's like, nicotine. I can't do it. Nicotine. Oh my gosh. Nicotine, heroin, morphine. Okay, I can't do it. I'm sorry, I tried. But it's nicotine, heroin, morphine. Heroin? It's heroin. I wish they would have found another addictive substance to put in there, something that actually rhymes with nicotine and morphine, and not gone with heroin. That's the only part of the song that I really can't seem to get past. But obviously, it doesn't bother me that bad if I'm still listening to it on repeat and telling everybody else on my phone that they need to listen to it also. All right, and one more song. This guy's name is Troye Sivan. It's T-R-O-Y-E, Sivan. And I actually booked him to come in and perform for us maybe last year or the year before. I don't remember when it was. But he has been one of my favorite artists for a while now. And he's not really had a huge song on the radio, so maybe a lot of people don't know about him. But he was on SNL this past weekend. We'll talk about that in just a second. But he's got a new song out. It's called My, My, My.
Oh, my, my, my.
I mentioned the SNL thing just a couple minutes ago, and I don't know if you saw it, but I felt actually really uncomfortable watching the beginning of the performance because he's up there and he's got his hair all down and gelled, and it looks like he's kind of maybe sweat. I don't know the look he was going for exactly. Sweaty, you know, guy that dances by himself in the middle of the big glow stick dance club. I don't know. But he starts singing, and then during the chorus, he does this really over-the-top flamboyant walk, like you would walk down the runway. And he's rubbing on his chest and stomach area. And I don't know why. It just made me so uncomfortable. So if you maybe want to see some uncomfortable stuff yourself, you can watch that on YouTube. Just look for Troye Sivan, SNL. I guess that's what I searched. But yeah, I love this song, My, My, My. And so I had a horrific experience a couple weeks ago. I was trying to switch from AT&T over to Verizon. And so I was on the company phone account here with AT&T. That made things really interesting, interesting in a bad way. So I email the HR lady here and I ask her to release my number. She does. Not a big deal. Go to Verizon. Hey, can you port my number over? I want to be with you guys. Not a big deal. And then I find out that I needed to get my phone unlocked. Stupid me thought that my phone would be unlocked once my number was released. That's not the case. And so I get home from the Verizon store. Still, I don't have any phone service. And I need to call AT&T customer service to see what they can do to unlock my phone. I can't make any calls. So what I do is I download the Skype app and I call them on the Skype phone number. And I'm on the phone with the customer service guy that was the woman who released my phone number at AT&T, sent an email confirming that everything was taken care of, and there was a phone number to call if I had any problems, so I call it. I'm on the phone with this man for 42 minutes, and I'm not even kidding you when I tell you that at the end of it, when the guy didn't know how to help me, his supervisor was behind him. I could hear him telling him exactly what to say to me. So it was the supervisor in the background. Tell her you apologize for blah, blah, blah. Ma'am, I'm sorry for blah, blah, blah. And tell her she called the wrong number. And unfortunately, this is not the number you were supposed to call. And I lose it. I tell the guy that I have been through everything with him for the past 42 minutes. And he was telling me that I was calling the right department. And now that he doesn't know what to do, he's telling me I called the wrong department. So I'm like, okay, if I'm calling the wrong department, then switch me over to the right department. And instead of telling me that they're closed for the evening, the guy just does it. And so when I get the message saying that this department is closed for the night, call back tomorrow, I lose it. And I'm saying ugly crying, sobbing, snot dripping from my nose, upset fit. Then the next day I go into the store to talk to the people about maybe getting my phone unlocked. And the man there literally tells me, and I'm not even making this up, I wish that I was, but the man tells me that he cannot help me, but he would be happy to refer me to a cell phone repair store that would be willing to unlock my phone for a price, for a cost. At that point, I gave up. I completely gave up. I had no intentions of buying a new phone. I wanted to just use my old iPhone 6S until it caught on fire or something. But at that point, there was no options for me. I walked out of the AT&T store, went over to the Verizon store, and traded in my phone for like $118, I think it was, and used that towards a new iPhone 10. Had no intention of doing that. I don't have the money to spend on a phone like that. But I was at, have you ever been to that point where you're so defeated that you'll do anything to get out of the situation? That is absolutely where I was at that point. So I bit the bullet and got an iPhone 10, and this phone is amazing. Just the camera makes it worth the money in itself. And it's also dust and water resistant, which is good for me because I just started working at the pool again on Monday. And everything about it is just so much cleaner and so much smoother than my old iPhone. So I know it's a huge investment. I could have gotten a new MacBook for the cost of the phone, but unfortunately, at least to my knowledge, they don't make waterproof MacBooks that I can take to the pool and use when I need to call somebody about something. So I did get the new iPhone X on the payment plan, of course, and so far I love the thing. Now I will say this, they do promote that it's a wireless charging phone, but they make you buy the wireless charger. Like, that's an extra thing. So don't go in there thinking that your phone is going to come with this cool wireless charging thing. Not the case. They give you the same old earbuds with a new adapter and the same old charging cord that you got for your iPhone 6. But overall, the phone itself is freaking amazing. And then this is super, I'm really late to the game on this one, and I know this. And this was actually a Christmas gift that my sister and her husband gave me. But the Google Chromecast, I had no idea what I was missing out on in life with this thing. I have a nephew, he's 3, and he loves watching videos of the same people on YouTube over and over and over. So my YouTube search history pulls up Blippi. It pulls up Ryan's toy reviews. It pulls up the same, like, I've seen the Blippi police investigation video probably no less than 30 times at this point. But it's one of those things where you don't want to give your nephew or your child your phone to just go search on YouTube. So it's really great that I can turn something on and cast it to my TV and control everything that he sees myself instead of trusting his little fingers to find the next Blippi video, not really knowing if it's going to be the real Blippi or the triple X rated R Blippi that I don't want him to see. So Google Chromecast, I'm pretty sure it's affordable. I think it's like $30, $50, something like that. But it has completely changed my life. And I'm really glad that my sister gave that to me as a gift because, like I said earlier, I am too cheap to pay for cable. And then I know it's a little bit late, but maybe you can be one of those people that, you know, is a couple weeks late doing everything. Whatever. I don't care. But I was going to mention, I do thank you cards. I send them to people. Kelly Raspberry kind of taught me that saying thank you through notes is a very nice thing to do. And if you go to Walmart or you go to Target, they always have the same cards. And to get a decent amount of them, it's like $8 or $10. It's not cheap. So what I figured out, the best thing to do to buy thank you cards is go to Half Price Books because they have ones that you don't see anywhere else. And they're only like $3 for a package of them. I have a whole box full of thank you cards that I can send to somebody. And I always smile at myself when I'm doing it because I know that it's going to make them happy. But I also know that I'm sending a really cool card that I didn't pay very much for. And last thing, because this talking to myself is going forever now, but the day after I had my crying meltdown with the customer service people at the cell phone company, I went home and I watched a movie. And I decided right then and there that this movie will be the movie that I watch from now on when I'm having a crappy day. And that movie is Girls Trip.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day of life. My heart is so full of joy for these women right here. Lord, please make sure that Lisa don't get an STD and that nobody has kidney failure because we finna get messed up. And let me get pregnant by somebody rich. That's all I ask. Amen.
It's Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Regina Hall, and Tiffany Haddish. She hosted SNL a few weeks ago, and she was amazing. And you know when you recommend something to somebody, you're like, oh my gosh, you have to see this. I did this over and over and over with my little sister Samantha. I was like, oh my gosh, you need a break, you need to laugh, you need to watch Girls Trip. So I got the Blu-ray disc and I loaned it to my sister. I go over there to help her with the boys the other day and she says, I finally watched your movie. I'm like, wasn't it so great? Didn't you laugh out loud? Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what you thought about it. And she says, oh, I smiled a couple times. But I'm telling you, if you have a sense of humor and you need a movie to watch when your day sucks, get Girls Trip. Don't watch it with the kids. You probably don't want to watch it with your parents, But if you're alone or you have a girlfriend, or even if your guy is into chick flicks, this is so great. I'm telling you, you're going to thank me when you watch it. Oh, gosh. I've been talking for a really long time, and I hope I have not bored you to pieces. And Deontay's little boy, Jude, she said was up coughing and not feeling good all night long, and she thinks that he might be coming down with the flu. So I hope the little guy feels better. I hope that Deontay can come in and record with me for next week. And I hope that you have a great week too. If you've got any music tips or suggestions for things that you think I should know about, feel free to tell me about it on our Facebook page at The Stuff Podcast. And I guess that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week. Hopefully it won't be just me again. Love you guys.
See you later, alligator.
Guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Goodbye.